stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding up weekend on Sundays from 2 to 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's youth alternative.
It is, and as always, lovely weather in Brisbane we're having today, Josh. Perfect. But is the Ecker still running?
No, she's closing up today, mate. She's closing up shop. They're loading everything back onto those flatbed trucks, and they're wheeling themselves out of here.
The carnies are going back home. Or to the next fair that they have. I don't know, the Stanthorpe show? That's got to come up soon.
Oh, I think they go around Logan and all those great places. They give us all the good stuff first. Test it out on us. Yeah, I wonder if the carnies coming to town had as much buzz as the sailors coming to town a little earlier.
I don't think the sex workers were quite as excited.
No, of course not. Love to get into the Ecker a little bit later in the show, Zach. But we've got the boys from Weird and Beard coming in. Chanster Anderson, Pete Thrupp, and Tim Burns, mime extraordinaire. I mean, they've got everything covered, don't they?
They do.
They get Chanster. He wears a dress.
Yeah,
and he does. Pete Thrupp, he
doesn't always wear a dress though.
No, I know. We've got
to, he just likes to throw it in
unexpectedly.
He does. I've seen the heels as well.
Yeah, the heels.
I got to say, I don't know. I have never felt compelled to wear a dress.
No.
But I respect that he does it.
And Zach, if my eyes do not deceive me, a bit of rouge as well. He throws.
Yeah, there's a, I don't know. Is that rouge or does he just drink vodka?
Yeah, I don't know. You must just have alcoholic space. So Josh and Zach,
great
show
thing to say about someone.
97's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after Kygo with Firestone. Stick around. The Weird and Beard Boys are coming after 3. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and just before we kick off the show officially, Zach, Chanster does not have a face of an alcoholic.
No, let's...
as the music faded up, we kind of looked at each other going, what did we just say? Very excited for the boys that come in from Weird and Beard. Their fringe show kicks off a little bit later in the month, so we'll be chatting to them all about that. Also, apologies for last week's show. We did talk about everything about the Ecker and Mrs. Piggy and Kermit breaking up, all things topical and all the rest of it. A bit of fun was thrown in there, but my surprise, I get home. The show hadn't recorded, so therefore no podcast, but we guarantee it was a great show.
It was. Close your eyes. Imagine the best show you've ever heard.
Yeah, double it.
Yeah.
Then you got somewhere close to what we were producing that day. Also, I got a bit of fun here to play with a little bit later, Zach. I got myself a sound effects board, but I've only got a few sound effects. So if you could work in the sound effects that I've got, is this one?
Yeah, okay.
That's a phone message. So if you can work that into the show, that would be great. And also this one here. That's something smashing. So if anything comes up where we need to use those two sound effects, mate, just give me a wink and I'll lean over and press these and everyone will just have a look. I mean, the production value of the show just goes through the roof each day, doesn't it?
It does. We need more money so we can buy more sound effects. Otherwise, we're just going to be sitting here talking about texting and driving the whole time.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. Sorry to cut you off there, Zach.
Yeah, no, I was just giving Josh a bit of political commentary.
Yeah, it was great. And unfortunately, we'll maybe get into it a little bit later.
Maybe not.
Anyway, Zach, I wanted to get into a little bit something that we mentioned last week's show, but unfortunately no one heard it because the podcast didn't work. It was the fact that we take feedback on this show very, very seriously.
We do.
And
we get very little of it.
Which is good.
The feedback we get is abusive, but we do take most of the suggestions on board.
But someone who gives us a lot of feedback on the show is our old man. Yeah. Surprisingly, he gives us a lot of feedback, yet he doesn't listen to it.
No.
He never listens to the show, but he always likes to jump on the phone and give us a bit of a joke, and then he'll say, there you go, use that on the show. Mm. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. I mean, he critiques me in a lot of ways in regards to my career choices, the radio. You know, I did a bit of stand-up comedy. He critiqued that in great depth. But one thing I didn't expect him to ever critique, Zach, was my outgoing phone message.
Oh, hello.
For my voicemail.
Okay, so people ring you up, they hear your voicemail, please leave a message after the beep.
And that's it. And it's a pretty stock standard one. I mean, that's basically it. Leave a message after the beep and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
He's found something to criticize about it.
The old man's taken issue with it, and I've actually got it here to play with for the audience, just so they can kind of take this on board as well, and they go, hang on a sec, I'll have a listen to my voicemail, outgoing call, and tweak it to Josh and Zach's dad's liking. So let's have a listen.
Saved message. Yesterday, 3:15. PM. Oh, that's no recommendation of a timeline. As soon as you can. How long will that be? 10 minutes next year or something, or maybe never. As soon as you can. You should make a commitment there to make a phone call back within 24 hours or within the next 5 minutes. That's a message. That's a non-committal. That's a f*** off, I don't want to talk to you message. Anyway, bye.
So there you go, everyone.
He's got you. On every point, he's correct.
Check your messages and adjust them to suit. It's the Josh and Zach Show, Switch 1197. Brisbane's Youth Alternative will be straight back after
give him
a word.
No, give him a time frame.
Oh, we'll be back in 3 ads and 2 songs time.
There you go.
Want more of the good stuff? Stick around.
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative for the boys from Weird and Beard coming in after 3. So look forward to that, everybody. Zach, just quickly before we continue on to anything more substantial, I was completely emasculated by something in my life this week. And maybe it's something that everyone can kind of relate to, being a man and not being able to know what to do in this certain situation, Zach. I was driving home, minding my own business. What should pop up on my dashboard? Check engine light. And instantly went into panic mode. And I went, I have no idea what this could possibly mean. As far as I'm concerned, the car is a complete write-off. And I just wanted to park it on the side of the road and walk the rest of the way home. Call in sick the next day for work and say, oh, I'm going car shopping. I'm still paying the car off from the bank, but I have absolutely no idea what to do. Did a few Google searches, and it's the same thing if you Google search anything wrong with your car.
Yeah, cancer.
And, and if you Google search yourself.
Oh, I've noticed I have a bit of a rash on my elbow, cancer.
Yeah, that'll be cancer. You've got yourself about a cancer, son. But I did a bit of Google searching, and yeah, it was all saying, well, this is probably a timing belt or something like that. That's going to cost you $2,500 to fix.
Ooh.
And all this kind of caper. In the end, I got a guy from RACQ to come out just to kind of look over the car, make sure it's drivable until I can get it seen to by a professional mechanic who's got some time to really invest in searching what's wrong with my engine. He looked at me, he plugged my car into a little handheld computer that he had. And he said,
I didn't see that coming.
And he goes, oh, it's your oil pressure sensor is what's going off. And he said something about the engine seizing up or some bloody thing. He put the fear of God in me and reset the engine light so it turned off, and then he drove off. So I thought, okay, well, I guess it's back to me. But I woke up, it was Friday, it was Thursday afternoon when this happened, and I woke up Friday morning. And like I said, he turned the engine light off. So I was thinking, well, maybe it might have been a glitch. I got in the car, drove to the gym, which is only a 5-minute drive. Engine light came back on again.
Oh.
And I mean, the engine light come on, I may as well put on a skirt and start sashaying around the house, because nothing makes me feel more feminine than, you know, just not knowing what to do when your car has an issue.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I'm going to have to counteract this. And I went to the gym. I've got a personal trainer. And you talk about the essence of man. This guy is a manly man. You know, he's got the great physique. I think
lifts
he fights,
heavy things, lifts yells heavy. At people to lift.
So I thought, well, I need to somehow be more manly than this guy. So this guy's more manly than me in 1,000 different ways. I mean, he climbs mountains and all this kind of stuff. You know, he rock climbs. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to try and outman this guy. So I thought, what is something that men usually do on their weekends? And it could be a number of things, but I thought the best thing to do is just to list a bunch of things. Because men are always very busy on weekends. That's what I thought.
Yeah, so I did a spot of ice fishing.
There you go. So he says to me, he goes, what are you doing this weekend? I thought, here's my chance to be a man. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, in the morning, I'm going mountain climbing. I'm taking my car to the mechanic, and then I'll ride my bike to the gym, do a leg workout, then I'll ride back to the mechanics, pick up my car, then I'll drive up north to where the building company that I work for just built a house. I'll check the house out, then I'll come down, have a spot of lunch, and then work on the radio show. So I thought, there you go. I've outmanned him just by listing a bunch of stuff, yeah. And he's going to go, geez. So I thought, you know, even though I'm as manly as I can possibly be, I thought I'd give him a bone and say, well, what are you doing this weekend, mate?
Oh, hang on. And now, yeah, now it's time for him to quickly tally up what he's doing. See if
he's got more things
score,
than me.
Yeah.
He only needed one thing. And this is what he said. I'm making a knife. So there you go.
Is he in prison?
Making a knife out trumps a busy man's day any day of the week. So Josh and Zach Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative with Demi M. Alive. Straight back after this. Stick around.
Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. And as promised, Zach, we've got the boys Pete, Tim and Chancellor in the studio talking all about their new Fringe show coming up, Weird and Beard 2. And
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh,
It's Electric Beardaloo.
Oh.
Just to avoid any copyright infringement.
Yes.
Terribly sorry. I misread. I read what I wanted to see.
We're doing this one at a time. So Pete's taking the headphones. He's throwing them on. So he's saying, me first, boys. What's the... Because you guys are all... the show's broken up into three guys.
Yeah, pretty much. We all do sort of stand-up sort of... standalone sort of 20-minute segments, but there'll be some sketches and things thrown in there just for good measure. And
so what's inspired the installment of skits now?
Well, we did a small sort of transitory skits last year in between each person, and there's just going to be some sort of callbacks to material and just things we've worked out specifically for the show that you wouldn't get if you just came out and saw us just doing regular stand-up.
Do you do the callbacks so that everyone has to watch everyone to get all the jokes?
Yeah, we find that comedy works best when people are paying attention from the moment it starts to the moment it ends.
So yeah. There'll be a pop quiz at the end of the show, so before you leave. So in terms of different styles of comedy, what would you class yours as, Pete?
It's a bit of a hard label to sort of put onto it, but I suppose we're all sort of very much in the alternative comedy sort of realms. You know, we're very inspired by UK acts like Eddie Izzard and Stuart Lee and Richard Herring and things like that. But we're all very different in our own ways and our approaches to that. I think I'm probably the more politically focused out of the three of us. And
so whereabouts? I mean, is that the Milk Factory?
Yes.
And what days?
It's the 23rd, 26th, and the 30th. So that's Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday.
Well, I mean, the show's called Weird and Beard. You're obviously the bearded contingent of the show.
Yeah, although Chance does had a little bit of fluff growing in. It's,
stick to my statement of you are the beard and the only guy with the beard. So we've got a bit of a game for you. I always thought that guys who have grown beards, just by hearing somebody's name, you could know if this person could indeed be a bearded buddy or a beard bud. So for the sake of this next segment, would you like to kind of have a bit of a crack at this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, let's kick it off with this.
It's Josh and Zachary's Beard Buddies with Pete Thrupp.
Pete Thrupp?
So we've got...
Production, I love it.
So I've got four people here. Now, these people are just on my Facebook page, so you're never going to know if these guys have beards or not. But just by hearing their names, you're allowed one question about them or about their character. And
can the question be, do they have a beard?
That is the only question that is not to be asked.
Damn.
I've got a bit of Jeopardy music here, so you can have a bit of a think for each of them. We'll start it off with the president of Switch 1197, Lee Baker.
Lee Baker. That is a strong name.
It is a strong name.
Which does tend to suggest that there would be strong facial hair behind the name. Lee Baker. I think I would at the very least allow Lee to stroke my beard lovingly.
But does he indeed have a beard of his own?
I'm going to go with no.
No beard is correct. No beard is correct. Let's go for two in a row. We've got this guy. His name is Adrian G. Adrian G.
Yeah, the only people I know called Adrian all have beards of some kind, or at least some facial hair. So I'm going to go with my beard intuition on this, and I'm going to say, yes, he has a beard.
I gave it away.
That is a beard. That is a beard.
Wow. Your beard.
And, well, we'll go best out of three. The third person is Mr. Chris Schmudemeyer. That's Christopher Schmudemeyer to his friends.
Ooh. That's a strong last name. Just trying to get a feel.
Feel out the name. So try saying it. Chris Schmudemeyer.
Chris Schmudemeyer.
Roll it around in your mouth a bit.
Schmudemeyer.
Does that feel good?
It does.
It sounds dirty in a way.
Yeah.
Touch my schmuddemeyer.
I'm sure there's an Urban Dictionary entry for that already.
Beard or no beard, what do you reckon?
I'm going to say no beard.
3 for 3.
Wow.
No beard. He's bloody done it. Pete Thrupp, thank you very much for joining us. So we'll move along after this. It's Josh and Zach's show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Back straight after this.
Want more of the good stuff? Stick around. The music starts again in 60 seconds.
Switch.
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We've kicked Pete out. We said goodbye, Pete.
Yep. Get he's, out of here with your psychic abilities.
With his beard.
We screamed witch. Started.
We burned him at the stake. And then we say g'day to Tim. Tim, who's primarily a mime act. So we thank you for not... I don't know. I can't even see you, so I don't know if you're miming right now. Zach, can you confirm if he's miming or not?
I don't know if he's miming...
I'm a maverick.
There you go. He's a man of many many talents.
I was trying to decide if I should talk or not. I mean, I should probably stay in character promoting the show, but...
But then again,
it kind of does ruin the illusion. I watched some Penn and Teller, and I watched... Is it Teller that never speaks?
Yeah. That's the one.
I watched him speak. I can't watch Penn and Teller anymore.
Why, does he talk with a lisp or something? You're not hiding any speech impediments, are you, Tim?
Well, that was one.
There you go. He gives a drum roll before every... a verbal drum roll before answering any questions. But so you're sticking with the mime this show?
Kind of. It gets into weirder territory this time. There will be a little bit of noise, but no real words, I guess. So don't expect any written words from me or anything.
How do you go with writing like a mime act? And then kind of bringing it to the stage. You kind of have to siphon through the stuff that, worked or didn't work.
I guess people would write their jokes, but do you just draw like a comic book of the actions you want to do?
You storyboard out your jokes?
You'd be surprised, actually. Like, as Pete was saying, if something doesn't work on stage, you know, it's always exciting. But for me, I remember Alice Cooper said something years and years ago where he told his band members, if something doesn't work... do it again so it looks like it wasn't a mistake. So if something doesn't work, I just keep on doing it and forcing it.
You get anyone who ever kind of heckles a mime? And what do?
You'd be surprised, actually. What happened? In Logan, I did a gig.
Rough gig speaking or not.
What happened? I didn't speak for that one. And some guy just kept on heckling, so I decided to get off stage and go and annoy him. And I just grabbed his beard, went through his hair.
It was Pete.
It was me.
I would have thought being a mime, you would just basically, if anyone started heckling at you, you'd just throw them a rock that only you could see.
Taken.
Watching Tim is great because essentially all he does is he just goes out and just messes with an audience's expectation. it's an interactive show as well. So, you know, be prepared to be fondled during the process.
I've got my tickets.
Yeah, I'll be up the front wearing a kilt.
Can I just point out that Pete just came back to life after we burnt him. Definitely a witch.
Yeah, he's definitely a witch.
Burn him again.
I mean, you need to get your practice in for your mime. So I was wondering if it's probably an insult to all mimes everywhere. a quick game of charades. Would you be interested in that?
Oh God.
I mean, I've made a jingle for it anyway, so I've got to play it. So
you have to do it.
You've got to say yes. Let's kick it off with this.
Josh and Zachary's very own mime guy.
I don't want a fat guy, I just want a mime guy.
So there you go, mime guy.
I just heard that song last night as well, so I get the reference.
Oh, really? There you go.
So that was real good timing, guys. Bravo.
We checked out your list on Spotify.
So. Yeah, you've got to find out what you're into. I got a couple of... I shouldn't even say what they are, but I've got your first word over here for you guys to act out for the boys.
Oh, okay.
And this will be an on-air... you boys, all three of you can join in. Zach, right. Pete, and Tim. and Tim will be charading it up. I don't have any stopwatch music or anything like that, so you'll be doing it to the Jeopardy theme.
I was going to say.
I'll do my best to describe what you're doing, and away you go when you're ready to the Jeopardy theme.
Oh, that is nice. I like that. Alrighty.
Up.
One word.
Oh, one word. I've never played charades.
Apparently not.
You'll never join the Olympic charade team with that kind of game. One word.
Movie.
Titanic. Hey!
Yes!
Oh, holy bloody hell! Chanced it with the win. It was Titanic. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. We're in here with the boys from Weird and Beard 2.
You promise.
I've just instantly forgot the what is it? No, hang on, let me. I got it.
No, electric.
Electric Beardaloo. No, there you go.
Weird and Beard 2.
Weird and Beard 2.
Electric Beardaloo.
There you go.
There we go. Oh, very nice.
And no better song to sum up Chance's performance on the show is the Trollololol song. You've been dancing away to it, loving every minute of it.
Absolutely. This is actually the song I listen to before going to sleep each night.
And so you should. It rocks you to sleep. This should be your pump up for the show song.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Oh.
You guys need a good pump up song. So if I hear this playing from the wings, we'll know the show is about to commence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll see me like doing the whole Rocky thing, running up the stairs. Punching meat, I think. I don't know. I haven't seen Rocky in a long time.
No, I'm sure that's something.
Just let
to
people enjoy their steak dinner would be my advice.
So, what's the story, mate? You gonna dust off the old outfit?
No, I've got a new one.
Oh yeah,
I got new boots. I bought two new boots. One of them don't fit.
Oh yeah,
that was heartbreaking.
Because you do your performance in women's clothing. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. Well, they're my clothes, but.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
stereotypically women's clothing, if you want to be
terrible. Well, that's exactly
right. If you want to be sexist, Josh, which I certainly don't.
Everyone has a right to wear whatever they want.
I just call them clothes, Chaster. So.
Well, give yourself a bell for that one. <isn't it? laughs> Because we were talking about it at the start of the show. Do I detect a bit of rouge as well?
As in like
a bit of
rouge,
lippy?
Or... Oh yeah, of course.
You got to Yeah, you got to spice it up a bit.
Josh said you had the face of an alcoholic.
only because they look slightly redder than everyone else's.
Well, I was trying out a new blush that night.
Oh, there you go. You have an allergic reaction.
Possibly, I do have horrible skin. Henceforth, all the makeup.
Chanster, one thing that we wanted to do on the show, we did it with Merv last week.
Right.
And because he was talking about his whole show being very... I think it was a lot of it was based around the first times and things like
Merv's
that.
Merv's first time.
There you go. And so we brought a segment that we hadn't done, similar to what we've done here. We haven't done Beard Buddies before. We haven't done On-Air Charades. But unfortunately, Chanster, you'll be doing used material.
I mean, second fiddle, I understand. Sloppy seconds.
It's a good old-fashioned... Whenever we have guests, or whenever you meet someone, or you know you'll be working with someone, you tend to get on their Facebook and have a bit of a Facebook stalk.
Right, yeah.
And so we thought, well, this is what we do before the show anyway, especially if we have bands or comedians or something like that. We'll jump on Facebook,
we'll talk about how garbage we think they'll be, and then they come in and they blow us away.
Every single time.
Or at least act so.
So I thought maybe we can do a good old-fashioned on-air Facebook stalk, Chanster. What do you reckon?
Sounds good to me.
Well, let's kick it off with this.
It's Josh and Zachary's live Facebook stalk.
What'll we find? Ooh,
what'll we see?
What'll we find?
And we've got the stalking music on for everyone to enjoy. So just basically going to go have a flip through on your Facebook, just see some of the stuff that you're putting up. Get a bit of a live gauge from the audience here
it's
in the studio.
Better to do this in person too, because I guess it gives you a little bit of a rebuttal if we find anything particularly interesting.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah, no, of course.
So first one. Saw a bunch of teenage guys in a Kmart looking at fedoras. Should I tell them to stop? Not a big fan of fedoras, Chanster.
Well... They had their time in the 30s, but now it's mainly, like, hipsters and... Creepiness, generally.
Generally violent misogynist. that's like the fedora is just a walking advertisement that you're a horrible human being.
There's a coward punch in your future.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that. Like, I'm sure if you look down the comments, that's pretty much what I said. But, yeah, what Pete said.
If it's paired with, like, a wallet chain and some army cargo shorts, you just know that you're not going to like this person and this person hates women. That's generally...
You sound like you just described a Korn concert.
Yes. My point stands.
This one took my fancy. So today I made possibly my greatest pizza invention yet. The snickerdoodle pizza. Tell us about the snickerdoodle.
So essentially it's a snickerdoodle... cookie, you know, just cinnamon sugar with butter, but on a pizza base, cooked for 8 slow minutes. Mm. And it's so good when it's cold. Like, when it's warm, it's still buttery and delicious, but oh, when it's cold, oh.
So did you say you worked delivery there or the R&D department?
I'm trying to get a leg up. Still delivery, maybe next time.
Well, I'm pretty happy with that Facebook stalk.
Now let's just look at what Josh Casey is saying on Facebook at the moment. Now let's just find out how exactly
handsome Josh... he is.
Well, I'm looking at a kitten at the moment, so maybe. But Gordon is currently holding me hostage at claw point, similar to knife point, until someone transfers $13,000 into his kitty account. Hashtag send help. Hashtag cats of Instagram. Hashtag this is not a joke. Hashtag he mad. Hashtag waka waka. Hashtag catspo. Hashtag IDLV. Hashtag pick of the day. Hashtag YOLO. Now, can you please explain to me, at what point are there too many hashtags?
I'd never found it.
Please never explain the context for that, because I think it's just a beautiful post by itself.
We've got time for a quick plug for you boys.
We have been Weird and Beard 2, Electric Beardaloo. You can see us at the Milk Factory Bar.
Yeah, it's on Montague Road in South Brisbane. Pretty close to these studios, actually. We're doing a double bill for all three shows as well. So you can pay $15 just to see us by ourselves, or you can pay $20 and you'll get an extra show. We're doing it with Richie Goodacre and Nick Morgan Moore are doing a show after us on both Sundays.
Called For Richer or Mora?
Yes, and Merv Marriott is doing Merv's first time on the Wednesday as well. So, yeah, it should be a great time. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, we'll definitely be there, boys. Thank you very much for coming in. It was a lot of fun, I would have thought.
Yeah, thanks for having us. You would have thought.
We'll be straight back after this. Want more of the good stuff? Stick around. The music starts again in 60
seconds. Switch. What would you pick?
Well, Mrs. Doubtfire, of course. Which segues very nicely.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
Love Mrs. Doubtfire. Is this one of the shows that you like?
As soon as I said Mrs. Doubtfire, I thought, Jesus, that would be a good one for Impression of the Week. And then I went, oh, no.
I mean, do you know enough Mrs. Doubtfire to do an Impression of the Week?
Mrs. Doubtfire, I guess, wouldn't be hard. You know, the show doesn't have an impressionist. We need one.
Yep.
And best way to learn is on the job.
Yep.
So I'll give it my best.
Give your best, Mrs. Doubtfire. The thing is, I've got a couple of kids.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for just the right nanny to look after them, as Zach composes himself. Impression of the week beginning now. Would you like to knock on the door, Zach? God, oh, that must be the kids. Settle down. Settle down, kids. The new nanny has arrived.
Oh, hello, dearie.
Hello. May I ask your name?
I'm Mrs. Doubtfire.
Do you have a first name?
Why is he... No, I sound like Borat now.
Try to say in character as best you can.
No, I don't have a first name.
I can only do the over-the-top Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, of course. Mr. Doubtfire, thank you very much for coming. And, I mean, here are my kids. I'd like to introduce them to you. This is Sam. He's 16 years old and he loves soccer.
Oh, lovely to meet you, Sam.
And, of course, young Wendy over here. She.
Oh, Wendy.
Who does she look like, would you say?
Oh, she looks like a young Margaret Thatcher.
So, Mrs. Doubtfire, how many years have you had in the nanny business?
Oh, dearie. I'm as old as a dinosaur myself. I've had about 50 years in the child industry.
Okay, so that would put you at about what age, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, very impolite question.
So, Alyssa's lost...
I'm about 73.
Oh, well, you don't look 73, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, aren't you a dearie?
Is there anything that you don't do in regards to kids? Do you, anything, like, you have no problems taking them to sports games and stuff like that?
Oh, good gracious, no.
Do you play a bit of sport yourself, or you did back in the day?
Well, I'm actually a man in a frock, so I'm not too bad with balls myself.
It's the Josh and Zach Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. I guess that basically brings us to the end of the show. I mean, it doesn't, but I played the outro music anyway.
Yeah, you did. You've really royally cocked this up.
Thank you very much, everyone, for coming, for listening, and of course, the boys from Weird and Beard. Weird and Beard 2, Electric Beardaloo.
Yeah, that's correct.
They'll be at the Milk Factory. A little bit later this week. We'll put all up the gear on Facebook so you can check them out, and make sure you get along, because like we said, it's a great show. A lot of comics, skits.
I was a big fan when I went.
A bit of improv and all the rest of it, so that'll be good news. We've got Richie Goodacre, comedian, who's also doing the Fringe Festival alongside with those guys. He'll be in next week, so look forward to that. Other than that, everyone, have a good week. And Zach?
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
We'll see you guys next week.